Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2087, out for a beautiful morning Sunday walk. And I've had a busy day up to this point. It's just turned over, it's 12:07 p.m. So I had a bit of a sleep in, not much, but a little bit, which is nice. Got up, did my strength workout. Very good strength workout first thing in the morning. Had breakfast, recorded my weekly recording that I do, which is called Flex and Reflect Sunday Sit Down, where I answer the questions that have been sent through or asked through the week. So I did that one, then recorded a podcast for the Mental Toughness and Body Show. Then I was waiting for my groceries to be delivered, so was doing a few things in between. They were delivered, put them away. Then I did my cut my grass, did my edges, tidied that all up, poisoned the weeds because there's the winter weeds starting to, or autumn weeds starting to grow through. So it's good to knock those on a nice day. And now I'm coming out and I'm doing this. I'll go back home. I will do some cooking probably later this afternoon. Not feeling in the zone for that right now. I'll go back home and do a little bit of work for the preparation for the week ahead, chill out a little bit. I've had three meals already today, which feels good. My post-workout, pre-workout, and feeling good, so feeling on track. Now, on the back of me doing more things to that I wouldn't normally do. Get some more fun, interaction in my life. A friend invited me to the Titanic exhibition last night. But I normally don't go out at night time into the city and stuff. I'm just not a fan of it. It was quite busy in the city, and the Titanic exhibition was really, really busy. I think we had, as they're in session times, I think ours was 7:45, essentially an hour and a quarter to go through it, which really wasn't enough given the number of people there. So the Titanic has a special meaning for me. I had a relative on it who worked on it. His name was Samuel Rule, and he survived. He was put in charge of, I think it was boat 15, 13 or 15, something like that. And he had to give evidence in the inquiry and everything after the ship sank, and in the months ahead. It's interesting to read that testimonial and everything. So it has special meaning. His name was on the wall of one of the 207 people that survived the ship, and just seeing the bits and pieces that have been picked up off the ocean floor and from the ship all these years later it's really quite something. So we went and did that last night. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I was tired by the end of it. It's been a big week and my sleep's been a little bit disrupted, but the last couple of nights I've slept well. And it was just really interesting. And just like with the friends experience that I went to a few months ago, I think about, so what could you do to make it better? And I think in this day and age, people are looking for experiences, that big wow factor. Now, obviously, these are things that have been picked up off the ocean floor and off the ship and everything. And it's spectacular. Just using the technology to be able to retrieve these things, a kilometre and a half down or something on the ocean floor, and how many years it took them to just discover where it was. And you can walk around just like, oh yeah, there's that, and not really recognise the enormity of what it is that we're going through and all the people's lives that are lost and so forth. And I think what would be awesome would be kind of like a Universal Studios experience. When you arrive, they do give you a boarding pass, and you are then a passenger on the, you know, as you go through. I think what would be better is, yeah, you could do that. Put on a set of 3D glasses, and as you're walking around, you're on the ship the whole time. Yeah, like you're walking through different floors. It's like, okay, this is the, you know, the, I think we started at the top, so it's like, this is the first class room. If you, like, what was interesting is they put up the, you know, writing on the walls about, you know, what's what. And so they had two rooms on the Titanic that were like their luxury, like equivalent of a penthouse, for instance. So in today's dollars, the equivalent of $227,000. That's how much the rooms were. And even the gym, to use the gym, was the equivalent of, say, like $24 in today's term. And so imagine being able to, every corridor that you walk down, where you were feeling the ship, you were hearing the sounds of the ship, you were seeing everything, and every person that you looked at was dressed in the period costume that, you know, of the time. And whether they were, yeah, depending on, say, the glasses that they were wearing or whatever, they were, like, if I was a third class passenger, so when somebody looked at me, you would see that I was dressed like a typical third class passenger would be, and vice versa for first class and beyond. Being able to go into, say, the kitchen area where they made all the meals, into the boiler room and all that kind of stuff. And then perhaps there's a part where whether you had to be seated or whatever, but it was simulating what it would have been like for the passengers as the, you know, it struck the iceberg and as you went down and all that kind of stuff without getting soaking wet, of course. But I think experiences like that, I mean, they had, probably the most impressive part is the entrance sort of main stairway. If you check out my social media, I'll post a picture of it in the coming days. But so impressive. Like, think of the time that this was. I mean, just so much detail in all of this. Or maybe there was a, you could sit down and have a dining experience, and they serve exactly the food that they would have served, depending on which option you pick, with first, second, third class, whatever. And think of how memorable those things would be. I also realised that, like, there's thousands of pieces that they've picked up, and I think there were 200 in this exhibition. Now, I saw an exhibition about 10 years ago, and they brought across a massive section of the hull that they had on display. And this time, they had a tiny piece that you could pick up in your hands. And I'm sure there were perhaps some pieces that I'd seen before, but then others that I hadn't. But if you think about every possibility of all the things that they could have displayed, it's like you could have displayed a lot more and just made it, you know, way more immersive. But that's my sort of thinking. I just wonder with these things if there are people in pulling together these things, whether they're thinking about what are these massive wow experiences that you can provide for people. And maybe our expectations just go up more and more because of what we see in social media and everything. But having said that, it was still quite moving to be there and to just see the particular pieces of the ship and everything. It's kind of like really, really, really impressive. And yeah, had a good time. Slept well last night as a result of getting home a little bit later, but it was fun. So I continue on my quest to perhaps do a little bit more than I normally would in terms of getting out and about and connecting with people and stuff. And yeah, that was my night last night. So I'm gonna go home, have a bit of a relaxation. I think I will have a bath later on tonight. Have some nice downtime, relaxation time. And right now I'm going to finish enjoying my walk and then just chill out when I get back home. So have a great day, everybody, and set yourself up for the week ahead with great success. See you tomorrow.